Tonight's share in the Kulon Shalom is dedicated to Ili Nishmas, Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Yaakov David, Mishal Mazalman and Ali. Okay, Pashas Chayesara. Ayyu Chayesara, the first Pasuk, one of the most famous Pesukim, Ayyu Chayesara, Meyashana, Yasum Shana, Vesheva Shanim, Shnei Chayesara. Sarah lived 127 years. And Rashi tells us, Shnei Chayesara, Kulon Shavin L'Taiva. They were all equally good. All Shavin L'Taiva. And we'll start off with the part that many bring down. What do you mean, Kulon Shavin L'Taiva? All of Sarah's years were good? Is that true? Sarah had a lot of trouble. She didn't have a smooth, easy life. She was in Akara until she was 90 years old. She was taken away by Parai, taken away by Avimelech, problems with Hagar, with Yishmael. Sarah didn't have an easy life. She had plenty of tzaras. What do you mean, Kulon Shavin L'Taiva? They were all good. And this verse brought down, many bring down the idea, is that what Rashi means, Kulon Shavin L'Taiva, is that in Sarah's eyes was all good. Gamzul L'Taiva. Whatever happened to Sarah was Gamzul L'Taiva. It was always good. Even though she had tzaras, and like everybody goes through life, tzaras, situations don't work out the way we want. Kulon Shavin L'Taiva. The Sara, it was all Gamzul L'Taiva. It was all, she was Makabal at all L'Taiva. And from that, Sara became the Sara that she was. The Zoya Kaddish brings out in this Pasuk, Vayiyu Chaye Sara, Meya Shana, Ve'esum Shana, Sheva Shanim, Shnei Chaye Sara. Says the Zoya Kaddish, Ashrei Misha Makdin Es Atzmai Ba'ilam Azeh. Praise is the person who makes himself small, humble in this world. Kamahu Rav V'Gadol Ba'ilam Haba. How great he is in Olam Haba. Misha who katan be'enei atmai, one who's humble, small, in his own eyes, who gadol. In Shemaim, he's big. The hagadol be'enei atmai, one who's great in his own eyes, who katan, is a katan. And says in Zoya Kadosh, there's a remez in this pasuk. Me'yashana ve'esrim shana. When it says, by the larger numbers, it says a lashon yachid, shana, a year. By sheva shanim, it says years, a lashon rabim. Shanim. Why is the Shonim after the lower number, after the seven? To teach us this idea. The one who makes himself big, Meya, 120, is only Shana. It's like 1 year. But Sheva Shonim, one who's mocked in himself, makes himself small. The number seven, Shonim, is called years, much greater than one who makes himself big. A remez, the one who's mocked in himself, is Zaycha to become great. The Shalom Kaddish brings down, we know Zakeh in the Gemara tells us, stands for Zeshekana Chachma. A zakein is one who acquires chachma, one who acquires wisdom, chachmas hatayra. The Gemara on Shabbos, and the Kedusha in the Mishnah says, that ziknei tamidei chachamim calls man shemaskinim. The older they become, maisifim chachma, they ain't on chachma, they learn more. But ziknei yam haaretz, maisifim tipshus. But ziknei yam haaretz, the older they become, the more foolish they become. They ain't on tipshus. It says, Shalak kadosh. That's why it says Shanim at the very end. The last word describing Sarah's life, 127 Shanim, years, it says Shanim. Because the last 7 years, the end, the older Sarah became, the more she grew b'chachma. So Shanim is said at in the last 7 years, the very end of her life, because the older Azokain, the older Tzadik becomes, the Tzadikis becomes, Shanim, Maisif Chachma, those were the years which was Maisif Chachma. As opposed to Ziknei Yam Haaretz, that the older they get, the Maisif Tipshus, she was Maisif Chachma. V'Avraham, the Pasuk says later on, Perichav Dalet Pasuk Aleph, V'Avraham Zakein Baba Yomim. Avraham was old, Baba Yomim. What does it mean, Baba Yomim? Came with his days, Baba Yomim? So Mefarshim bring down the idea that a person could live his life, but he doesn't have his days. He didn't use his days wisely. He didn't spend his days properly. So at the end of his life, he has all the years. He lived a large number of years, but he's not Baba Yom. He didn't come with all the days, because he wasted many of the days away. But Avraham was a Zakein, Ba. He came by Yomim with all his days. Avraham used all his days wisely. I know we said over the story, there was once a person visiting a town, and he goes into the Beis HaKvaris to see who's buried in the town. And he starts reading the Matzevus by the graves. And he sees the Matzevus say by each person, how long he lived. One matzav says, he lived 15 years. He lived 11 years and 3 days. He lived 10 years. He lived 18 years. He lived 10 years and 3 months. And he's very puzzled. Everyone died very young. So he goes to the Chevra Kaddish and he says, should I leave now? Is it safe to stay here? What happened in this town? And they tell him that in this town, in the Matseva, we only write down the amount of time that a person really lived. The amount of time that a person spent learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, doing chesed, davening, not the time that he wasted. This person, he could attribute 15 years he spent wisely. This person was only 10 years. This person was only 11 years. Okay, it's true. We don't always measure years in that manner. But the Maisa, after 120 years, a person has to know, is he Boba Yomim? Does it come with all his days? Does it come with his time spent wisely? Or is his time wasted? Avram was Boba Yomim. He came with all his days. Avram goes to Ephraim. Avram travels to Hebron to bury Sarah in the Ma'aras Machpelah. We know that by us, Kvuras Mace and burying a mace is a tremendous mitzvah. Eilu Dvar Mashayim Lamshir. Burying a mace, tremendous mitzvah, and the Pasuk in Bereishis tells us that a person is created from Adamo, is created from earth, you are taken from earth, they'll offer toshuv, a person returns back to the earth, when a person dies, he's buried back into the earth that he was taken from, the mitzvah of Kuras HaMeis. They say of a story, a short story, Rabbi Saul Solanta was once in the town, he was davening in Shul Shachris, and he heard a big argument taking place. What was the big argument? There were two Chevra Kaddishes in town, and this old Amon had died, and she didn't leave over any money. And each Chevra Kaddisha was saying to the other one, it's your achrayis, bury the mace. It's not our achrayis. And each Chevra Kaddisha was pushing off the burial of the mace on the other Chevra Kaddisha. And it got into a big argument, big discussion, who's responsible for burying the mace? The Rasul Salanta takes off his talus and tefillin, his talmidim follow him, they all go out, they take the amona, tara, and they bury the mace. So afterwards, they said to him, Rebbe, why? Well, what happened? Did you know this amona? Why did you go ahead and interrupt davening, take off talis and tefillin to go bury this mace? And Rishol Salanta said, she was a mace mitzvah. This Chevra Kaddisha said, you bury her. They said, you bury her. Nobody was interested in burying the mace. She becomes a mace mitzvah. What's it done by a mace mitzvah? Mevatlan Talmud Torah, you stop for a mace mitzvah. Took off my talis and tefillin, and went to bury a mace. To bury a mace mitzvah, a person has to stop whatever mitzvah he's doing in order to go ahead and bury a mace mitzvah. So important is the idea of burying a mace. There's a very interesting Rabbeinu Bachai, this week's parasha. The Pasuk says in Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Chof, Vayakom hasodev ha-ma'ara asher boi, la-avroham la-chuzas kover mi-eis b'nei ches. Avram buys the Ma'aras Machpelah from Ephraim. The field and the cave is now belongs to Avram la-chuzas kever. Says Rabbeinu Bachai. Matzinu shiloshim mekaymos. We find three places in Eretz Yisrael shehayim u'ulim mikol she'ar mekaymos that are elevated higher than all other places. Asher bo'u liyadom al yidei kinias kesef. These are three places in Eretz Yisrael came to us, came into our possession through money by buying them. What are the three places? The Eluhein, and these are the three places: Chevron, Ma'aras Machpelah. This week's parasha, Avram went ahead and he bought Marzachim Bereches. The second place is Har Gerizim and Har Evel, which is by Shechem, Asheitzel, which is next to Shechem. It says in Parshas Vayishlach, Vayiken Yaakov is Chelkas Hasada. Yaakov went and he bought Chelkas Hasada, the area of Shechem. That was also bought. The third place is Har HaMaria, where the Beis HaMikdash is built. Dovid HaMelech. Dovid went and bought from the Gairin of Aravna Hevusi, David bought the Gairin. Those three places, says Mefarish and Tanakh, we paid for, we bought. The Medrash Precious Rabbah brings down, there are three Mekaymois, She'in Umois Ha'oilam, Yechayim Ha'oinois Es Yisrael Loima, Gezulim Heim B'yadchem. There are three places that the Goyim can't come with a taina and say, the Jews stole it. You stole it from us. Which are the three places? Ma'aras HaMachpelah. It's the Farish Avram brought it from Ephraim. Beis HaMikdash. David brought it from Aravna Yevusi. The Medrash says, Kvurasa shel Yosef. The place where Yosef is buried is by Shechem. Shechem, Yaakov bought, like it says in Parshas Vayishvach. Those three places, the goyim can't come and taina, you stole it from us. No, Rabbeisa, if you look around today, those are three places that the Ishmaelim defend and fight more than anything else, because they know that's not theirs. They know, it says in Feirish in the Torah, it belongs to us. But they know they have no taina, and they know it belongs to us. They steal, and they'll do, and that's why they act the way they act. But the Torah came first, and the Torah says that later on they're going to be tainus on these three places. Therefore, Vayikan, very clearly in the Torah, here's the Shtar Mechira. Shtar Mechira for Shrem, Shtar Mechira for Moritz Machpelah, and the Shtar Mechira for Har Meriah. It's a famous verb, we said this over a few times. Rivka comes to the well, Eliezer is watching to see, is he matzliach, is he not matzliach, did he find the shidduch, not find the shidduch? Perik Chavdalit, Pasuk Yitzayin, says the Pasuk, Vayorot ha'eved ukrosa. The eved ran towards her, Vayoyimene says, Hag mi'ini no mat my mikadech, give me some water to drink, Vatoymesh is sayadini, drink, and she goes ahead, she goes to the barrel, and she gives him to drink. So Rashi brings down, how did Eliezer know that she was the one? Why was he by Yorotz? He ran to her. Why did he run? How did he know? By Yorotz. Says Rashi, Lefishero, Sheyalu Hamayim Ukrasa. Because he saw the water came up towards her. Rivka came to the well. He saw she didn't have to bend down and put a pail all the way down to the bottom. But the water rose towards her. When Eliezer saw the water rose towards her, he said, oh, it's a simon that she must be the one, something special. And therefore, by Yorotz, he ran to her. Okay. The Ramban points out, how does Rashi know this? How does Rashi know the water came up to greet her? Because here it doesn't say, Vatishav, she had to bend down and draw out the water from the well. It says later on, when Eliezer asked her for water for the camels, in Pasuk Chof it says, Vatorotz oidel be'er lishoiv Vatishav. She had to draw out the water. There was Vatishav. But here it just says, the water, she went to the water, to the well. It doesn't say she drew out the water. It says the Ramban, from there, Eliezer realized that it was a nace, and a Rivka must be the one. The Baditshever asks, why is a taka like that? Why, when she first went to the well, did the water rise? And then later on, when she went to take out water for Eliezer and the camels, Batishav, she had to bend down and draw out the water all the way from the bottom. The water didn't rise. Why did the water rise in the beginning? And why did the water rise afterwards? That says that Babi's Vadichiv, the Teretz is Pashat. Because the first time she came to the well, she came to take water for herself. She came to take water for herself. So Hashem didn't want a tzaddik to be matriach. So therefore the water rolls towards Rivka. But the second time she came to the well, why did she come? To do a chesed. She wanted to do a chesed for Eliezer. She wanted to do a chesed for his camels and feed them. If you want to do a chesed, Hashem says, in that case, effort. Give it all you got. Because the schar is so much greater, the more effort a person puts into a chesed. When it comes to doing a chesed, don't sit back. When it comes to a chesed, you have to put more effort to do it. Sometimes when we do a chesed, it's a little difficult. It's hard to do. And sometimes a person asks himself, what do I bother for? Why should I bother? It's hard. It's cold. It's cold outside. It's difficult. Why should I bother? If Hashem wants me to do the chesed, it would have made it easier for me to do the chesed. But the opposite is true. The opposite is true. If Hashem wants you to do the chesed, Hashem gives the opportunity to do the chesed with all your kaychas, all your effort. And this way, the schar is so much greater when a person does a chesed with all his kaychas and all his efforts. And even if a person is carrying and he falls or he trips along the way doing a chesed, he can't think for a second, why did it happen to me? Do you know why it happened? Give you more schar. Doing the chesed was difficult, and you pick yourself up, and you continue doing the chesed, and you go through with it, and you do it the next time again. The schar is so much greater. The pasuk says in Perik Chavdal, the pasuk Lamed Gimel, "Vayusam ufan of leecha, vayomer lo yoichal adam dibati devarim." Lavan meets Eliezer, he invites Eliezer into the house, he puts food before him to eat. Eliezer says, "Lo yoichal, I'm not going to eat until I speak my words." Lavan says, "Daber, speak." Vayomer Eliezer says, "Ever Avraham Anochi, I'm the Ever of Avraham Avinu." So everyone knows, the Medrash brings down, Tanim Yonasan brings down, Vayusam is that Lavan put in front of Eliezer, Saul put in front of Eliezer poison. And he wanted Eliezer to eat the poison and die, and this way he would take all of Eliezer's money for himself. He put poison, a malach came while Eliezer was speaking, switched around the plates, and Basul ends up eating the poison, and Basul ends up dying instead of Eliezer. There's a Kriya Niksiv in the Pasuk. The word Vayusam is spelled
maybe he's saying
easy yasim. So I pay Pasuk Lamed Gimel. So the Pasuk, the word is spelled Vav Yud Yud Sin Mem. If you look at the Chumash, the Kriya is Vayusam. Vav Yud Vav Sin Mem. Really, the Kriya is Vayusam. It was put in front of him. Vayusam is not the way it's read. So Rabbeinu Bachai says, what's the significance of it being written differently than it's read? He says, Vav Yud Yud. Instead of Vav Yud Vav. It's written Vav Yud Yud is the gematria of 26. Which is a Shem Havaya. Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is the gematria of 26. Vayisam, the way it's written, Vav Yud Yud, is a gematria of 26. To show us that only because Hashem watched over Eliezer was Eliezer saved. But if not for the fact that Hashem watched over Eliezer, Eliezer would not have been saved. The soul intended on poisoning Eliezer. So it says, Vav Yud Yud, Shem Hashem, to show us that Hashem watched over and saved Eliezer. The Baal HaTurim over here brings down, Lavan says to Eliezer, go ahead and eat. Eliezer says, no, I can't eat until I speak my words. Says the Baal HaTurim, what did Eliezer mean to answer? Eliezer mean to answer, I come from the house of Avram. I can't eat until I speak my words. Birchas netilas yadayim and birchas hamaitzi. Until I wash my hands and make a bracha of netilas yadayim and make a bracha of hamaitzi. Ki evad Avram anochi. I'm from the house of Avram. In Avram's house, we don't eat without washing. We don't eat without a bracha. So therefore, I first have to go ahead and make a bracha. The Imri Emes, the Gerer Rebbe, he gave Musa to his son when they were young to daven properly. We all know that we can daven fast, we can daven slow. Everybody has their minyanim where they know this minyan and this minyan is a little slower, that means they're a little faster. He gave Musa. And he told his son that shachris should take 45 minutes. Shachris should take 3/4 of an hour. He said, it's brought down in this forum that Eliezer comes to Lavan. The Pasuk says, right by Shlishi, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Chaftal Yud Aleph, he came towards evening. He came le'es erev. It's brought down that Eliezer came mincha time. Es erev is time to daven mincha. It's towards the evening, time to daven mincha. Lavan meets Eliezer. Lavan tells Eliezer, come, eat. Come into the house and eat. Eliezer says, can't eat. I have to first speak my words. I have to first speak to Hashem. I have to daven first. I can only eat after I daven. So Lavan says, daber, speak. Daven a fast davening. The food's waiting. Daber, go ahead, schnell. Speak. Daven, and let's eat. Eliezer says, Eved Avram anoichi. Oh, no. Do you know where I come from? I'm the Eved Avram. I come from Avram Avinu's house. You know how we daven in Avram Avinu's house. We daven slow, we daven with kavana. I can't just chop the davening 1, 2, 3. Eved Avram anoichi, I'm the Eved Avram, we daven with kavana. Okay. Lemaisa, it's a nice little, fits into the psukim, a nice little story, but the bottom line is, when we daven, it's not just the idea to finish. Some people finish no matter what time they start. The time to finish is always the same. Lemaisa, when we daven, a person has to concentrate a little more on the davening. And have in mind a little more kavana. Why is davening? To whom is davening? Shvi se Hashem unegdi summit. The more a person has kavana, the more koyach a tefillah, the more koyach a tefillah has. Chazal tell us that tefillah without kavana is guf b'ri neshama, guf without a neshama. A person needs tefillahs. It's okay to daven slow. It's not an aveir if a person daven a little bit slower. Have in mind what he's saying. And even though during the week we're running and everyone is in and out and a hin and a hair and time is so precious, but Lamaisa, when we have the time, Shabbos or over the weekend, a person tries to have it a little bit slower, because a kavana is very important when a person daves. Mefrat, everybody needs yeshuas, Klal Yisrael needs tefillos, Every day another story, we hear news from Eretz Yisrael, another story here, another story here. We always need Yeshuas. Let's be Misaki in the davening. Kosh Baruch Hu Shehir HaTfilis, Shem Yeshuas, and the Chomets, 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 Shem Yeshuas, and the